it's an absolutely great day, Louisiana agriculture, forest, and aquaculture. A lot of things going on. And the legislature has went home until next week. So they will be back on Monday. They finished, and the House passed a $48 billion. That's $48,000 million budget. And, of course, you know, the discussions are, what are we going to do next year, when they're expected at least a half a billion to maybe as high as $600 million budget deficit. So we will be watching, and we've got to make plans within the next year how that is going to be dealt with. At the top of the news, this morning we received the federal order to dealing with H5N1 in dairy cattle, and it's federal order and guidance principles dealing with high path avian influenza, H5N1, in dairy cattle. And so there are a number of measures. One, mandatory testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle. Prior to interstate movement, unless they are going directly for slaughter, dairy cattle are required to receive a negative test for influenza at a virus test approved by the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. And again, owners of the herds in which the dairy cattle test positive for interstate movement will be required to provide epidemiological information, including animal movement tracing. Again, so that's all dairy cattle from all states, all lactating dairy cattle. That means if they have any milk and if they are moving to any state to state, so any cattle moving from Louisiana, say, to Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, wherever, have to be tested and test negative for high path avian influenza, again, prior to shipment and writing the health papers. The federal order, this goes into effect this Monday. So, again, and the reason is trying to deal with this. And one of the things is that we are doing this in multiple states. It's in at least 8 states now. And it said aphis microbiologists have identified a shift in the H5N1 sample from a cow in Texas that could indicate the virus has made an adaptation for mammals, i.e. cattle. So how widespread in 8 states: Kansas, Idaho, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, South Dakota, and Texas, and 8 poultry premises in 5 states, poultry houses in Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Texas, with the same one. So they believe that these poultry houses, now looking at the specific virus genotype, that these poultry houses were infected from the dairy cattle. So again, biosecurity is key. It takes about 3 days to get these tests back, and your accredited veterinarian, again, accredited veterinarian, that's one, if they can write large animal health certificates, they are accredited and to do this. And again, and so these cattle must be tested prior to shipping. Also, if you bring in any cattle, irregardless of where you get them from, it's really a good idea to isolate and quarantine them for at least 30 days. If they are milking, milk them last, and then clean everything very, very, very well. Because we do know and we do believe that the virus is predominantly spread in these dairy cattle during the milking process. And so, again, after movement, again, quarantine for 30 days. So the bottom line is, before you can move any cattle, any lactating cattle anywhere, they must be tested. And if they do test positive, then, of course, they have to have at least a 30 days and retest every 30 days until they test negative. Now, the federal government, under the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, noncompliance with the federal order does carry a range of criminal and civil penalties. This is very serious. So please, let's everyone pay attention. Also, there is guidance, federal order guidance, and, you know, and specifically talking about, you know, dealing with this. And one specific part of the guidance that has come out, you know, and with this information, is directing people to pasteurize all milk. Quote, safety of unpasteurized milk and dairy products for human consumption. It's says raw milk and raw milk dairy products should not be sold or distributed for human consumption. And this is until this issue with a high path avian influenza has been resolved. And so, again, if you're going to feed discarded milk that for any animal that may have been positive, it's recommended that it be heat treated. So, again, we are dealing with this in a live basis, and we're normally having one or two calls a day with the CDC and with APHIS. So, again, but what they have found so far, and they believe pasteurization keeps it safe in any poultry flocks that have been affected, they have been, again, taken out of the food supply chain. So EPA's final drinking water regulations for PFAS are being published today. Will go into effect in 60 days. And again, looking at PFAS, and that's one of the things that we're looking at now, because PFAS is considered, quote, forever chemicals. And, of course, if looking at all these different systems, now that we know about PFAS, now is the time we really need to start working on getting it out of all of our water systems. And bear in mind that sewage sludge that is or has been spread on properties, even if that is then allowed to grow grass, and then we found this on the northeast coast where they used it for many years, we found the PFAS in the milk of dairy cattle. And so those pastures, now we've got to figure out a way to remediate them as well. So, again, Don, there's a lot of things going on a positive note. Just remember, we have the big Farm All show, and we were working on one of mine last night. Farm All turns 100 May 3rd to 4th, 2024, 8 a.m. till, and that's the Washington Parish Fairgrounds. Free admission, International Harvesters Collective, Louisiana Chapter 31. A lot of fun. It's free admission, 8 a.m. till, Washington Parish Fairgrounds. Let's take a look at what's happening in the markets today. Been a little rebound in the markets. West Texas Intermediate oil is up 43 cents at $84. World crude is up 55 cents at $89.56. Bucking back on $90. Natural gas is down pretty hard, down 3.24% at $1.58. And that is a low price for natural gas. Louisiana light crude is up 63 cents at $87.12. The euro and the pound have both declined against the dollar. The euro is down 0.37% at 1.0658. The British pound down 0.23 at 1.2479. Let's take a look at the big board, at the Dow, at the big board. The Dow is up 169 points at 38,255.11. S&P is up 55.85 at 5,104.27. NASDAQ is up solidly, tech sector twice in volume that the Dow is. It's up 324 points at 15,934 on the mercantile. And as we go to the mercantile, stocks are a mixed picture. A lot of the oil stocks are down, pharmaceuticals trending up. Cotton, July 24, up 0.2 to 81.28. Soybeans down 2.75, 11.77. Corn up 1.25 at 453 and a quarter. Sugar is trading at 38 flat, down 0.49. Chicago soft red winter wheat up 5 at 625.5. Rough rice down 0.917, now 0.17, at trading even at 19. Cattle futures, April and feeder cattle both up for live and feeder. Live cattle up 1.84 at 183.95, and feeder cattle up 1.77 at 244.87. That's 244.87. Let's take a look at what else is on the calendar. I will be with the Louisiana Meat Processors in Brobridge this afternoon, and they're a very good group. But again, they are the meat processors of Louisiana, and we will be talking about upcoming rules, legislation, what is going on there as well. At lfbf.org, you can go to the Daily Voice and get a lot of information. For instance, stricter labeling standards for imported seafood moving forward. And again, the labeling standards will be through our Office of Weights and Measures looking at that. So basically, if it cannot be something that will be able to be misinterpreted, in other words, If it says Boudreaux's crawfish on the front, it's going to have to, it's got to have a big label that it says if it's from China, made in China, so that you don't think it's Boudreaux's crawfish from Louisiana. So again, that's what's in the label has to be what's in the bag. What's on the label's got to be with, again, what is in the bag. So very, very important there, and that legislation is moving through very well. Also, you can get information about the Tiger Lake auction, April 24th, the Red River Livestock Auction, April 24th, Kinder Livestock Auction on the 23rd, and Dominic's Livestock Auction on the 22nd. You can get that from the Daily Voice. Just go into lfbf.org. You need to get this delivered to you each and every day. It's a combination of Louisiana Farm Bureau News and the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Network. And today is April the 26th. And so looking at tomorrow, April 29th, the Beef Quality Assurance Program in Winsboro, Scott Center Conference Room, a meal provided by Winsboro State Bank, 6 to 9 p.m. Again, Beef Quality Assurance Certification, a very, very good program. And then, of course, we have Seeds of Success Utilizing USDA Programs. That's online April 30th. May the 4th, Southern University, Vet Explore 2024. A lot of fun. You know, it's there. Bring the kids. And, it, you know, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's at the Morris A. Edmond Livestock Arena off Scenic Highway 14-600-14-600 Scenic Highway. And it'll be Vet School 101 sessions, Pre-Vet Animal Science 101, hands-on demonstration and suture techniques and blood collection, breed identification, basic animal husbandry, parasitology lab, mobile veterinary practice tours, again, engaging careers, talking to real-life veterinarians, and so much more. And this is at Southern University, so a lot of fun there as well. So if you have things that we need to know about, send it to us at news at lfbf.org. That's news at lfbf.org. And you can get the morning report, the cotton report, the crawfish report, soybean report, and the corn report, again, from your very own Domelino and Neil Melonsaw and Avery Davidson. So a lot of information there, again, at your fingertips. And the good news about crawfish, I've seen them for $2.40 a pound, anywhere from $2.40 up to towards $3. They're coming down in price. What a great time for some seafood, Don. You want to support our local seafood industry, you got to buy Louisiana seafood. And remember, if it says crawfish or shrimp or catfish on the menu, it's got to be domestic. So demand the finest seafood in the world. Louisiana grown, Louisiana and U.S. catfish. Nothing is better. What a great day for oyster po' boy. Or half and half, oysters and shrimp. Or have you had a fried crawfish po' boy from Poor Boy Lloyd's in Baton Rouge? That's something that at least once in your life, you've got to go enjoy. Or get a hamper of crabs. Sit down, boil them up, visit with your family. Don't forget, yam right, when you do a boil, boil some sweet potatoes. And you have to have our local pecans. You know, if you've got to have something like some Minsky's or some Little Eva's or Cane River or Bajoran's. And, of course, our Louisiana strawberries are in season and never been better. And don't forget about our beautiful citrus products as well. Whenever possible, now is a good time. It's a great day to be out in the garden. Things are drying up. You need to check on the garden in case you need to water it or start working those plants. But time for those Creole tomatoes, corn on the cob, some fresh bell peppers, onions, squash, cucumbers, you name it. Our lawmakers are going home for a few days. They'll be back Monday, then rapidly into a constitutional convention. Every lawmaker is part of that. So when you see them, please remind them of what you do and that the natural resource-based industries, ag, forestry, aquaculture, oil, gas, mining, and minerals, these are the foundational industries of our economy, and that no state and nation can be great unless it's first a nation and state great in agriculture. Must protect the foundation of our economy. For more information, a free copy of this podcast, go to lfbf.org. With Don Molino, Avery Davidson, where in the words of Paul Harvey, you can get the rest of the story. You need to get to Market Bulletin, been around since 1906, going strong today. You can get your subscription. It comes out every 2 weeks, only $10 a year. Comes out every 2 weeks, sent to you. Latest news of ag, recipes by Certified Louisiana, location of your farmer's market, more information about what livestock are selling for at the markets, and access to advertising to buy and sell ag equipment, services, animals, you name it. Follow us on Facebook, Farm Safety, upcoming programs and events. Tune in to Crop Talk and the latest version of Crawfish Tales, T-A-L-E-S, as we tell the story of rural Louisiana and all things Certified Louisiana. We must always be mindful of the fundamental duty of mankind to feed the world. Please take care. And remember, Louisiana is where the good things grow. I will visit with you tomorrow, but think about lunch today. Maybe a bowl of gumbo and an oyster po' boy. My goodness, doesn't get any better than that. Take care. Stay safe. I will visit with you again on Monday from the Capitol. Take care, and God bless you.